What's going on, guys? This is Dexter Johnson, and you're listening to yet another episode of In the Weeds. And this episode is all about apps. What keeps you using your favorite apps? What makes you move on to another app? Design, feature set, cost? Let's get into it. All right, guys, so this recently just happened to me. One of my favorite apps, an app that I open on my device every day, was updated right underneath my nose. And I open the app and I think to myself, what the heck is going on? I was like, this design is crazy. It's not as usable as I like it to be. What is happening? I just don't understand. So this made me think, what is keeping me from going to another app? So you know what? I went to the iOS App Store. I downloaded another app. And then I was like, well, this app isn't quite as good. I can't do certain things, certain functionality. I just lose. So this just had me wondering and thinking, like, what keeps us tied to these apps? Well, first and foremost, the first app I paid for. I paid $3 or $4 for it. It's an excellent app. But some of the design decisions that were made during this update, during this new version, made me just really reconsider. But the choice of the matter here is that we're consumers. We have a choice, as I always let you know. We have a choice. We don't have to use certain apps if we don't want to. So at the end of the day, we vote with our usage and we vote with our dollars. If we don't utilize an app, or if we give an app a poor rating, but actually provide constructive criticism. Don't just tear things down in the App Store because you happen to be upset or kind of perturbed that day. No, give the app constructive criticism and let the developer or developers know things that can actually help the app for others. Don't just go based off of your own feelings. And guys, that just really wraps up this episode and thinking about the ways in which we can do our jobs as consumers to help make our end products better for us, especially if they're free or if they're low cost. So guys, one additional announcement is that next week is going to be Thanksgiving week, so episodes will be a little limited. I will likely post before, but will likely post at the end of the week. So guys, go back and listen to the back catalog. It's over 150 episodes. And like, as you guys know, I like to dive deep into technological topics of each and every day. And I've talked about a lot of things. So guys, until next time, I'll holler at you. Thanks guys for listening to yet another episode of In the Weeds. Be sure to share the podcast and tell a friend about these deep dives into technology that I post on a regular basis.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.